you know, like directing it, everything tightened up.
There's like this block here.
That's right.
That I can't seem to yet.
All right, I'm going to hold, I'm going to touch you there and help you to move away.
Well, no, I just want to get my back straight.
Would you like to sit on the pillow by me?
No, this will be okay.
Okay. Good. With my hands there, you see that it's pounding now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means it really is, it's as though you have invested a lot of your thinking or your nervousness or your energies right into this funny area. You know, even though you've done it in other parts of the body, at the moment we're dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there's something like an exercise that we can't do, this will go pounding.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes this distort.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And I'm sure it's what is making this tight. So, let's just, and see, it's good because we know it now.
Yeah.
See, once you know it, it's not long before you lick it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we haven't really come to this little spot in your body. Good. What should you do? See, here I've given you something that seems a little complicated and that made the throat go tight. But once again, all you do, Leah, is this. See, that's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do it.
See,
say what?
Well, for some reason, I don't believe. I believe there's something right here that's stopping it from going right there.
Yeah, and yet it did.
It has
been doing it. And the reason, Leah, the reason we brought it to your attention is because I want, when you say the word blah blah, I want the air to be right at the lip corner.
Mm-hmm.
So now what has happened is that what you were doing nicely on the first two breaths, and then in, which was wonderful, has now gotten complicated.
So it's with the word. It's
stay.
And that's where I'm starting to get tight.
No. See. Yes, there. When you went out like this, and it came back in, and it came right here because you were able to go, that meant the air was right at the lip again.
Oh.
You see, that was, it was happening. You didn't even know it.
No.
The only time you need to know that the air should come all the way back is when you have words to say. Because your habit is to speak without air.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's when I need to tell you technique. I need to train you. And so I said, if you can keep the breath coming right up to the lip corners, it will be there for the word. Watch the word use it. She sings a merry song. Do you see?
Uh-huh.
That's it. Now what you do is this. You do this beautifully. That's fine. And you go. But when you come to the word, you go. She sings a merry song. Feel it? So you've got to learn to direct that air to come right up to the consonant.
Uh-huh.
And all it is knowing that it goes there. Question?
No.
Okay. All right. So now we'll just quiet the throat down and just do the breathing out. And all you have to think about is that air goes right. Let the air come in right. And just let the air come in right. Don't even think about the words. Feel it all doing by itself, except for that one initial thing. Okay. This time, whenever it comes back in again, I'd like you to do an SH. Those are two consonants. That's it. Now I'd like you to do it more confidently, so it goes like this a bit.
See, it feels differently than I think it's supposed to feel.
Now tell me what you think it's supposed to feel like.
Shape. Hmm. Yes. That's
quite
crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to feel like it comes here first, and then somehow goes up from there. And that's not what it feels like.
No, it just sort of comes.
It feels like, and it feels much softer, it feels much easier than I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Okay, I know what you're saying, and I'm going to tell you what you're saying, so that we'll both know what you're saying. Look, you're absolutely right. It's easier, and it's a softer feeling.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is the air comes into the torso from some mysterious origin, and it moves all the way up. We don't know where it goes out. All we know is it's there for us to say, shh, should sing songs, Francis, farmer, whatever, candy. Okay, that's what it really is. Now, the reason you think it has to feel locked in, you are so in the habit, it is your customary way of speaking, to have so much activity in the back of the throat, so many glottal stops, that when you don't have the feeling, you think something is wrong.
Right.
That's the whole thing. So the feeling of easiness or lightness or softness is a way frightening to you because you don't think anything is happening.
Right.
Good. And if something isn't happening, then you make it happen. When you make it happen, you go back to the place, and then the little area begins to pulse. So you see how we work that out.
Yeah, it's almost like I have to get the idea that I can just bypass this.
Exactly.
I mean, that it can happen without this being involved, really.
Exactly. That's it. See, the vocal cords are in the back. See, and without those, we couldn't make sound. But they're absolutely out of our control. Those are like on that CD movie I watched.
Yeah.
See, they're just going to go. The only way we can hurt them is when we make the glottal stop. Then we're really banging them together.
It's just like and pressing on them.
We're pressing on them, and we make calluses. A note, and we get nodes on the vocal cords, and then we get into terrible trouble. Good. See, and that, and you're used to that feeling of the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So without pressure, it's nothing so terrifying as weightlessness.
Really, it is. It's like, well, if I don't have that pressure,
what will I do?
Exactly. If I can't control it.
Yeah, then you feel it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're learning today. So what we both have to learn is that parts of our bodies are working in spite of us. One is that the breath will go all the way right up to the lip where the word is, originates, if we let it.
Mm-hmm.
What we found out is that you don't let it. You bring it right into, it's as though you lock it in a closet. You know, I mean, let's say the breath wants to come in the front door, go right to the kitchen, but no. You say you come in the front door, into the closet.
Right, it's like it has to go there first.
Exactly, so I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
isn't that weird?
Yes, and I think this thing of finally saying that, oh, I see, that lightness is good, that working too hard is not good.
you really have to change your whole way of thinking from the time you were a little girl. If you work very hard, God will be, you know, give you, grant you a good performance. Mm-hmm. And now we're learning the absolute opposite.
Right.
That the lighter my touch is, the more I allow these things to move through my body to, let's say in terms of breath, to the word, or the lighter my gesture is, the less tense my body is, so that my gesture can do anything, you know, it needs to do to reflect what I'm thinking, the more fully my body is able to do it. And that's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, it will be a long time before you will so much believe it. I will have to make many corrections, even though today is, we actually were able to say it, you know, figure out what it is. This business of absence of feeling, I think I used to use two examples. One is when you get to be middle-aged, about 35, and have children, and if you were very crazy when you were younger, you know, meaning me, you know, really wild and did all sorts of wild things, and began to not be so wild because you weren't functioning well, and because you had, you know, to be an actress and take care of the children, you began to think ahead, and so that you get to about 35 and you think, my life is so dull, I have, mm-hmm. I've given everything up. I'm sure you had the same thing.
Absolutely.
Those wild 10 years that we talk about. So at first there is a kind of panic,
mm-hmm.
because you think, I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
My life is nothing. I don't feel the wildness, the craziness. See, so you get very the tension of it that made me think I was alive.
Yeah.
Okay? And it takes a while for you to realize that as you even out, you are not living less, you know, and that you're not really so dull, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with love affairs. There are some people who suffer in a love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't feel the pain, then it's they don't feel the love.
Right. It's
okay?
Not real.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's the very same thing in acting. If the breath moves easily, softly through the body to blah, 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 she sings, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Do you feel like?
Yeah.
See, what you're doing is getting the most energy because you're making vibrations.
Uh-huh.
And vibrations are energy. See, so that's really, in a sense, the truest, richest response, vocal response.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to learn. And it's going to take a while before all the parts of the body, they're like little, like bad witches, you know, like this mean witch and this bad witch leave you alone, mm-hmm. till finally you just can do it. You're like a bewitched princess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see you now. You may not get it right, that doesn't matter, but we are understanding it. Take an image of just bypassing this whole area, and just sort of move out into space, because you see, many things that I teach, remember when I give you the pattern, that helps you to bypass the area.
Right.
But you know, we need to work more on the pattern, we need to work more on the breath, and we needed to sort of explode that little old wives' tale that it has if I don't feel it here, then what do I do?
Right.
Okay? So this business of giving up control, you give it up to a higher awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, to a control that isn't controlling. I don't know what that means exactly, but you get the idea. Try, why don't you go into the breath and go to the sh, and then go into the breath, and then just go to the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, and take whatever you want that will bring the words up and out,
mm-hmm.
into space. Try. That's okay, just say the ship sailed.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
That's the idea. Now, you've got to not work so hard. That's the only thing.
Right.
Okay? You just work too hard. When you work too hard, one, it gives you a sense that acting is hard, which it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, as you begin to get a glimpse, gee, it really isn't. It's just that I don't know it yet, but I sort of know it isn't. The other is, if you work too hard, you're going to start to go ahead of it, just as the actor does with, come on, uncle. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is that the breath will go ahead of the word. So it should really go, it shouldn't go like this. Fish should sail.
Oh. Okay.
It should go, the ship sail. All you have to do is let the air come all the way back to the TH, and it will pull. The word tugs on the breath. So if this is an airplane, and this is the tail, it would be like, you know, like smoke coming out of the air. It's this. Or if this is the kite, if the word is the kite,
mm-hmm.
and the air is the tail, it would be, the ship sailed into.
I see.
Try that.
The ship sailed.
That's the idea. You don't have to say the whole sentence. All you have to do is know that it connects. Do it again. What image are you using? Are you seeing something?
The ship?
No.
Well, it's actually, I think I'm using the roof of my mouth.
I know you are, because you're manipulating the word ship, and I don't want that.
Okay.
Don't use it. The roof of your mouth is good.
That's sort of where I felt it bypass this.
That's good.
So I don't know if that's...
I want you to use something farther out of yourself. And this is why, Leah, because the roof of the mouth does give you a sense of the arc.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The arc is like the rainbow. It's a very beautiful shape. So when a sentence moves out in an arc, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Do you feel that sort of lift to it? That's very nice. And since everything comes from our bodies, I mean, every sense of nature or shape really comes from something inside the body, that roof of the mouth is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now what is happening is that you're manipulating it too much. You're actually trying to make it do it instead of letting it do it. Now that's a bitch when
it
I
is.
Say that. So take...
How about can I use maybe some sheets on a line?
That's a perfect image.
Okay.
I have often used that one myself. Perfect. So just sort of see it swinging out there in the breeze.
Okay.
Clean.
The ship sailed.
That's it. Did you feel it?
Yeah.
And
much
easier. Exactly. It was easier. And you didn't, you know, try to
right.
do something. You didn't try. All you did was see something,
mm-hmm.
and that image made something happen in your brain, and then your breath and the words came out.
Mm-hmm.
See, so part of it, as it said on TV, part of it is doing it by itself.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, it talked about hypothalamus, I think,
mm-hmm.
the hypothalamus. Okay. And it said a man was violent with a child, and then the doctors discovered that he had a tumor growing on the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And when that tumor was removed, there was something about the pressure on that part of the brain that the man was really a very gentle, loving person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the pressure of this tumor
mm-hmm.
that got removed. Then it told about a man and his sexuality. See, and this is the way the thing works. He had an automobile accident. And after that, although it was a slight accident, something happened. The hypothalamus stopped secreting a certain hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't connect up with the pituitary gland, which then didn't send a message down to the gonads, so that he was unable to have any sexual desire. He began to lose the hair on his face, whatever. So there was one doctor who created a box which he had to wear on his belly.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to insert a kind of needle, I think, into his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And that box plus that needle did something to the hypothalamus, which then spread down and moved into the pituitary, which then sent some kind of a hormone down into the gonads. And in time, he was able to have a child, you see. So that child is a miracle, yes. a baby. So what happens is all we have to do is get it started, see? And then the body is going to take care of the rest. So it's as though I'm saying to you, look, you know, you're not wearing a box on your belly and sticking a needle in the skin. You're not doing that, but all you're doing is letting the breath, the ship sail do, and the sheets that you see out there reflects in the mind. And the mind, being connected to the image, will then move the words out the way you see the image.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So don't work at it too hard. Say, it's got to come from some other place.
Mm-hmm.
Once the thing gets put into motion, it'll do it by itself. And that's what most of us don't know is, will it do it by itself? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, yes, it will. And try it. So where do you think? First you feel this place.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you say the ship sailed, you think, is that grand? He was, yes, we have a few more minutes. Let him come in, I don't mind at all.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Grant. Come and sit down with
you. Am I interrupting you?
And no, we started. We all have to talk about Garden of Earthly Delights. So we didn't start till.
May I use your room?
Please do. It's to the left, but does he need a light?
No, it's on, the light's in the.
Good.
He'll find it. He's been around.
Yeah. Okay, so what were we saying?
The F.
Oh, yeah. So when you say, well, where should I put the mind? I really have this figured out. I really figured out where it should go. I mean, it's perfectly all right, you know, for the teacher to say, but let it happen. Don't put the mind into it. What do you do with the mind? I finally figured it out. It was so simple. I almost died when I discovered it. You put the mind here. You put the attention.
In the mouth.
Exactly. You go like this. See, and then you feel the air coming all the way up. And then you go. And the mind is right there. The attention is first on this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Then it feels the breath. And it doesn't watch it too closely. Because the breath is elusive. And it won't. It just sort of says, oh, look, it's coming all the way. And then it goes, mm-hmm. And then it goes, the ship, mm-hmm. the ship's there. Mm-hmm. And it stays right in this area. And don't care whatever else happens. Try it. Now go right to the TH.
The ship.
That's it.
Okay.
Do it again now, and this time, when you go right to the TH, go right to the SH and go right to the S. The ship said.
The ship said.
That's sort of the idea.
Uh-huh.
Do you notice that where the mind, the attention is right in here?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Trust it. This is what you're doing. You don't have to stand outside of your body to mm-hmm. look in.
See what's happening.
Exactly. Right. Just stay right in here. Right okay. in here. Because you're moving that out and in and out and in. See, the breath connects you to the outer world. Okay? Because you're not going to be introspective.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Try it, dear.
The ship say.
Okay. And now be just a little more courageous. Sailing out into space. Watch this. This is what you did. You went. The ship said. See, because you were in the body. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But you were too much in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have to. It's refining. You're doing it right.
We're just so glad.
We're just refining. This is what it is. Watch the difference. I'm right here. The ship said. Did you see? I was right there, but I allowed it to move out. I didn't hold it in.
Uh-huh.
Try it once again.
The ship said,
That's it. Now do it once again for pleasure.
The ship said...
Okay, that's enough of that. You've got the idea. One thing I want you to be careful of when you think about this, you know, for a moment, I don't want the head to go wobbly. See, we have a million ways of trying, and we have to kick out all the ways until the center of activity, in this case, happens to be right with the breath, this column of air coming up, and the lips and the tongue and the teeth. This is all that's happening. So this is what you're doing, though, Leah. You go, this ship, we don't need that. See, that's like the boy.
Right.
That's trying it, that's sort of trying it ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. No, watch my head, my shoulders. I go, the ship said, did you see, nothing had to work except what had to work. And that's what I want for you. I want calmness in the rest of the body and activity only where the action is needed. That's right.
The ship said...
Got it. Do you see what it is? Did you feel the power?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you were dissipating the power by letting your head wobble.
You think that comes from this too?
No. No. That comes from the desire to get it right.
Oh.
Yeah. And once you stopped that and just really went to the place and really let the center of activity happen, that was where it was. Okay, so now I want to hear you say in your own words to Grant. Tell him, I want to hear you say, what is the difference? Why did we end up working on this teensy little thing? What was the difference? The bypassing of this. Explain that if you can.
I guess you'd actually be interested in this.
Yeah.
So we discovered that I have a lot of activity right here. And what needs to happen is the breath needs to hook up right here. Only every time I would try to do that, it would stop right here. So I could never get it there. So then, I did it. And it didn't feel like I thought it was supposed to feel. It felt too easy. And it felt like this was bypassed. In other words, this came and this didn't get involved. So, that's it.
That's it. And that's what you're going to have to believe.
And that's,
from now on.
So I have to sort of work with getting this soft and just, and knowing that this breath can come right here rather than having to go here first and then do all this stuff.
Yeah, your face looks a lot calmer and you look much more relaxed.
So, it's a different feeling. It's almost like the image is the air coming and going back here and up rather than going in the front.
That's it.
It's almost like coming in from the back.
Good.
In a way.
Good.
Rather
Why
than
not?
Right
it goes
here.
Right through the torso.
Yeah.
Who's to say, you know, where that air.
And then that makes it feel like it's coming up the kind of the back of my throat rather than this. And hitting she doesn't like this.
Yes. And I don't want you to think too much about the back of your throat. I'd like you to know.
Okay.
All I want you to do was know that it's going to travel through the torso right to the word. And otherwise we'll get back there again. No. Good.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Like the human body. In a way.
Oh.
It's got the waist and the neck. And really the top part where you're adjusting the strings is almost like the brain of it. And the sound is, all of it produces a sound.
That's neat.
So the whole, and so the body is sort of much like that instrument. We use the whole body, the whole torso, to project voice or even mute song or whatever. There's a resonance to it that if you don't use your body, then you won't achieve that.
Absolutely.
Or if you have blocks, then it gets off, the sound isn't.
Exactly. And so that's why, you know, the tension, even in the toes, can lock off sound.
That's right.
Yeah. So, this whole area has to be sort of willing, soft arrangement of parts so that the air can move to the word.
Even the way the, I'm just kidding, way the violin or the any string instrument is shaped, it's shaped much like the spine. There's a curve to it, where the spine, the torso, there's a roundness that comes in through here. And then the neck of the instrument is much like the neck of this, or the spine, the cervical spine. Does it curve like that?
Yes, it is fascinating.
And somewhere along the line, somebody must have seen the connection between the human body and created that instrument out of that model, out of the human body model.
Well, now, we were saying that earlier. Didn't we say that we perceive the world from the inside? Mm-hmm. I forget what I said about that, but it was very close. Sometimes I notice that one can accidentally say something at the beginning of a lesson, and then everything afterwards in the lesson reinforces that, and you had no idea you were going to say it. Have you ever experienced that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, when that happens.
So you guys have to go all the way to Newport Beach.
No, we're going to go down to the Wallenroyd, I think.
Well, what are you saying tonight?
Well, that Bruce Schwartz guy, but supposedly they're all booked up. But I thought we'd go down and
anyway,
see if we could
get it. Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't call.
No, I didn't call.
You want to give a call?
Why don't you? You want to call? Oh, no, I better call because I have to talk to this guy.
Is that Scott Kelly?